Okay, so let me start by saying this. Let's bring it down a little. And I'm going to just say this so you'll know. Watachi tach no shoni ki te kudate do mare gatto kazaimasu. Konbanwa! Nihongo wa hono skoshi ska shirimasen. Okay? But we'll do the best we can. Hey, did you come to have some fun? Fun? Yeah, all right. Ski desu nihongo. Yeah, we do. We like coming to Japan, don't we, ladies? Your audiences are sugoi, sugoi. You are fabulous. We love you. Okay, so we're going to let you get to know us just a little bit better. And later on in the show, we'll have a little bit of Motown trivia for you, okay? Tell you a little bit of Motown trivia. How's that? Okay? Yeah. All right. So desu ne. Okay. So we're going to introduce ourselves to you right now. The young lady to my far left was gracious enough to come with us on this trip so that we could make it here because our third member of our group had an unfortunate situation to happen. But she filled in for us, and we're so happy because you remember the song Knock Three Times and Tie a Yellow Ribbon? Well, that's this young lady. She's from the group Dawn of Tony Orlando and Dawn out of Detroit, Michigan, the fabulous, wonderful, gracious, and lovely Miss Joyce Vincent.
This lady, not only is she beautiful on the outside, she's gorgeous on the inside. And I am truly privileged to share this stage with Miss Sherry Payne.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was born and raised in the Big D where it all began. There was a genius of a man named Barry Gordy, and he had a big plan. That was Motown Records. My big sister, her name is Frida Payne, and she made the record Band of Gold a few years back. But Frida and I, along with my dear friend Joyce, we were friends in Detroit too. We watched Motown evolve from a little tiny baby to the giant that it is today. And I was honored to become a member of the Motown group, The Supremes, joining in the year 1973, replacing Gene Terrell, who had replaced Diana Ross, and singing alongside the original member, Mary Wilson, and my dear friend, Cindy Birdsong. Linda and I had the pleasure and honor of touring with Diana in the year 2000 in the States as well. Now, this last young lady comes from the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. That's Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for those who don't know. And she too joined the Supremes a long time ago, besides singing with Stevie Wonder and Joe Cocker. I give you the wonderfully talented Miss Linda Lawrence.
Thank you so very much. Yes, we do love coming here.
Yes, we
have a lot of fun with you guys because we love, don't you love this music? Yeah, we love this music too. And that's why we like to come all the way over here and perform it for you. Because back in the early 70s, well, 1971, I joined the Supremes when I replaced Cindy Birdsong in the group. And so there are eight of us all together. And what we'd like to do is let you know who they all are right now. There's Diana Ross, Mary Wilson, the late Florence Ballard, Cindy Birdsong, Jean Terrell, myself, Miss Sherry Payne, and Miss Susie Green. There are eight of us all together.